We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Hey, I'm Catherine.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hello, I'm Hallie.
And the green grass grew around, all around. The green grass grew all around. Now in this grass, there was a hole. The prettiest little hole that you ever did see. The hole was in the ground and the green grass grew around, all around. The green grass grew all around. Now in this hole,
there was a tree,
the prettiest little tree,
that you ever did see.
A tree was in the hole was in the ground, and the green grass grew around, all around, the green grass grew all around.
Now on this tree,
there was a branch,
the prettiest little branch.
A tree was in the hole, a hole was in the ground.
The green grass grew all around, all around. The green grass grew all around.
Now on this branch,
now on this branch,
there was a nest.
There was a nest.
The prettiest little nest.
The prettiest little nest.
That you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
A nest was on the branch, a branch was on the tree. A tree was in the hole, a hole was in the ground.
The green grass grew.
On the branch, a branch was on the tree, a tree was in the hole, the hole was in the ground,
and the green grass grew around, all around,
the green grass grew all around.
Now in this egg,
there was a bird,
the prettiest little bird.
Time to plant seeds in our garden. Have you all ever planted a garden?
Yeah.
Sometimes people just use plants, but the real way is to plant these tiny seeds that grow into vegetables and flowers and lots of wonderful things. Who can share a little bit about planting a garden? Sam?
First, you gotta get some good soil.
Okay.
And then take a seed and dig down in the good soil and put it down, put the dirt on top.
Okay, that's right, Carolyn.
It's hard work because if you, like, do it every year, there's always a lot of weeds that you have to pull, and then you have to go to the store and get the seeds.
Uh-huh, and the ground gets hard, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Ryan?
If you water it too much, then it'll die, and you don't know if it's still under the ground.
Okay. How about getting dirty? Do you get dirty when you plant seeds?
Yeah.
Well, that's all part of planting seeds. And, you know, Jesus told a story about soil and seeds. And it's a parable, a special story that Jesus used to teach important lessons. We can find it in the 13th chapter in the book of Matthew. Listen to the words of our Savior.
A farmer went out to sow his seed.
As he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up.
Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil.
It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow.
But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they were withered because they had no root.
Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants.
Still other seed fell in good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown.
Then, later, Jesus explained the meaning of this parable.
Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. Jesus said, "When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart."
This is the seed sown along the path.
The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy.
But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time.
When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away.
The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful.
But the one who receives the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown.
Jesus said the weeds are the cares of this world that distract us and choke our faith. And the best way to keep our faith growing is to fix our eyes on who?
Jesus.
Your mind is not on earthly things. Your prize is found in heaven. You know His power. You know His love. Your sins have been forgiven. Fix your eyes on Jesus. There's a joy like no other, a peace that passes all. Jesus is your master, and you can hear Him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
You wanna seek Him, you wanna find Him, you wanna know Him, you wanna love Him more and more.
Are planted in our hearts to make our faith grow.
And we can plant seeds in others.
Share the good news of Jesus.
Paul said to the people of Corinth that he and fellow workers for the Lord were servants.
Paul planted the seeds.
Apollos watered it.
But God made it grow.
So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow.
The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor.
For we are God's fellow workers.
You're God's field.
And just like Paul, God has called us to be servants, to be fellow workers in the fields. We all have different jobs to do.
Planting seeds.
Watering them.
Doing God's work.
Jesus told another parable about a little mustard seed. The tiniest of all seeds grows into a huge tree. the largest of garden plants, and the birds can make their home in it. Every seed planted is important.
We plant the seeds,
and God does the rest.
A little seed is all you need.
Gives us all we need to do his work.
Paul says, "You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion."
God will bless you, and as he blesses you, you will be so thankful to him.
You will want to share with others. We are here to serve Jesus,
to tell others about him,
so that more people can know his love.
Share seeds of faith, so God's kingdom will grow.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we are your servants. We want to plant seeds to make your kingdom grow.
Give us opportunities to share the good news of Jesus.
Help us to be bold disciples. We thank you for all the blessings you have given us.
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number. 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
And remember,
plant some seeds of faith,
or water some seeds of faith, and help make people grow closer to the Lord.
A little seed is all you need.
God will make them grow. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.